And you hear music. Time to get up and dance, and it's time to connect the dots. Oh, yeah. Well, if you were listening to the, hey, this is your host, Tom Edison, and this is Connect the Dots radio show on the BBS World Intergalactic Ism Network, we'll call it, just in case any teams are listening, you know, they tune into our broadcast now and then. And I also call the show Radio Free America, because on this show, I speak the things that I couldn't do on a regular network, you know? But that's the beauty of the show. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you have a phone and you have something to say, it's 888-627-6008. And if you're watching the video screen, you might be listening to the show through your computer on the video screen. Of course, they got the phone number there. But, so if you are listening to As You Wish, the show before mine, he did a short show, but I just, if you're a steady BBS listener, I wanted to connect, hey, this is Connect the Dots, with some of the things he was saying. I mean, he was talking about the most important things for us as individuals to be good human beings. And of course, I'll agree with that 100%. And he started making some comparisons with the Bible, that the New Testament brought was revealing the loving side of God. And if you really want to study the Bible, as I've studied it, you just can understand the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament by other books that relate to reveal the information. And let me say, the easiest way to begin deciphering what is the Word of God, what isn't, what is the Word of the false gods in the Bible, again, yeah, half the Bible is false god information that they dupe people into presenting their false god agendas and overruling authority as if they were really God. Well, the false God started from this book is, I guess, the 12th planet, Zachariah Sitchin's book. And you'll find it about the Anunnaki in the Sumerian records. Then coming, they shared information with the local people, starting back 445,000 years ago, and they started interacting with the human race 300,000 years ago. And they turned humans, they were the ones who brought slavery to our world. And they started presenting them because they found that people were misinterpreting them because they had advanced technology as if they were God, and they took advantage of that and started setting up the worshiping of God through temples and things like that, and bringing tithes and offerings because they were claiming to be God, and you have to do this to please your God. And this is the beginning of the false gods, you know. Way back, even before the Jewish people had a culture, the false gods were out there getting local groups to bow down to them and stuff. And once you understand the behavior of these creatures from the 12th planet, as documented on clay stone tablets from the Sumerian culture that came and went. And Sumerian culture was based on a replica of the way they ruled, which was a male-dominant society, strict rules, harsh punishments. And that model has continued, and it's still alive today in some areas of the world. Like Iran, I'm sure everyone heard about the attacks going on in Iran. And I heard the crazy man that was ruling that country was killed, but that's the way it plays out. Anyhow, in relation to the Bible, you'll see that especially in the Old Testament, mostly in the Old Testament, that scriptures being presented as God is actually the false gods. And the stupid humans got into believing that they were the scribes who were writing about the real God. When, if you compare it to the teachings of Jesus, the real God is not vengeful. The real God does not inflict punishment. The real God is all about love and understanding and encompassing everyone as equals. And so he was talking about that, and I just wanted to mention to help you easily decipher what parts of the Bible is the presentation of the false gods. Read that book, The 12th Planet. Pretty easy to read. And if you know, if you are a student of the Bible, you know when Jesus was out there preaching the Pharisees, I guess, or the people that didn't like him, or took notice of him and the things he was doing, they asked him, "Who shall we tell the other people whom the God you serve?" And he gave an answer. Don't quote me on this, but it was something like, "The God of Jacob, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaiah," maybe. He mentioned three people only, and that only covers a small part of what's in the Old Testament. So he was telling you there indirectly that the other so-called prophets were being manipulated by the false gods. And when you look at statements like, "Do this or I'll punish you," that's a false god. There were plenty of Nibiru or Anunnaki that were willing to play false god, and they took advantage of the Jewish people in many ways. So anyhow, it's there. You start correlating other books, Fifth Apocalypse, Revelation, multitude of information. If you want to know the truth about what's true in the Bible and what isn't, there's plenty of things to correlate and connect the dots with if you're just, willing to look for the truth and what makes sense. With one of the biggest disservices to humanity to create this, the Romans did, of course, well, they were false god worshippers, and they were a ruthless, male-dominating society that sought to conquer and rule the world, And they put together the Bible, I think it was 323 AD, 325 AD, at some conference, Nicaea, whatever. You can look that up. And so they took all these scriptures and they created the Vatican, the Roman Catholic Church, and they edited everything to be to their liking. And they kept it all the workings in the scriptures. They kept the male domination story going. Women were nothing, other information that you can find from more recent sources and reliable sources, and there's many more reliable sources than the Bible, believe it or not. That's just that, you know, we've been brainwashed by preachers, don't know what they're talking about. And people have been conned again to believe a lot of stupid things. You even see it in the TV shows when the Bible comes up in like the old westerns and the guy's angry at somebody and he goes, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, I have the right for vengeance here. Well, that's not. That isn't backed up by the real God. That's the false God's talking, but it's in the Bible. And so, you know, people need to look and educate themselves. So it's just about all the important information that's out there now in regard to religions and where they got their info from. And there's plenty of worse religions out there. Believe me, I don't want to mention them. But because we shouldn't waste our time focusing on that. But I just want to give people a few clues. You want to find out what is definitely the false God commentary in the Bible. Start with the 12th planet. Then maybe you want to go to the keys of Enoch and see what that has to say. And sort of figured the things out. And then, of course, the fifth apocryphal revelation. There's a tremendous amount. It tells you how the whole system works. You know, I mean, it tells you my favorite book, really, because it tells me, explains how the universe works. Why doesn't everybody else know about that? Well, hey, forward to the wise. Explains from the first creation on and how all the first creations of the real God are all spiritual creations, no physical creations whatsoever. And then it went down, it went, you know, for billions and trillions of years. And then all of a sudden, with the real God working with the creator gods that he created to co-create with him, we come upon the male and female species being created, you know, a gazillion years after the first creation, something like that. So I just wanted to clarify that. And basically, everybody needs to, you know, mind their P's and Q's and try to be a good person. In fact, in my life, some of the people with golden hearts, some of the greatest people I ever met in my life, and I've met plenty of people, never spoke about God or anything like that whatsoever. They just inherently knew what it was to be a great, loving person. Many people. So let that be a lesson of truth for everyone listening. Anyhow, there's so much happening right now where it's important to be in the now, and it's important to connect with the higher reality. You know, there's a total reality is like a layer cake. We're only referred to as the third dimension, which incorporates the first three dimensions of a layer cake that's sometimes explained as 12 dimensions, and there's the Asianadeen explanations that goes at 15 dimensions, and then there's probably things beyond that. But we only have to concern ourselves really with the 12 dimensions, because that's the supposedly that's where we came from, all of us here on Earth. We downshifted into a slower moving reality known as physical reality to experience it. And supposedly, because of this special time in the workings of the universe, that the whole universe is going to be liberated from darkness. You know, why it was allowed to go along this for so long, you know, it's baffling, but it's coming to an end. It's coming to an end right at this present time. And visit on the internet is the portal. That's 2012 portal.blogspot.com. Spelled just like it sounds. So anyhow, there was a recent posting on Wednesday. Today it's Saturday, you know, the last day. Of course, if you're on the Eastern time zone, New York City, like me, we're already into, you know, let me see, 17 minutes after 12 on Sunday morning. But all the shows are listed on Central Time. So if you're in Central Time Zone, yeah, it's still Saturday. So that on Wednesday, according to the portal, which I visit regularly because there is probably the only public link to find out what the Galactic Confederation, who's in charge of liberating Earth. Yes, there are aliens from other worlds, and caring one's good ones, not the ones that have subjected the people of Earth to all the trauma and drama. But they're out there. There's also other groups too. But the portal is kind of like it's a go-between information set up by this gentleman called Calder. Yeah, he's a real human. I hear he's of Pleiadian origin. I also hear he was starseed too. Starseeds are people from other that are here on our planet now, but they've come from other worlds, and this might be their first trip here. And they're here to anchor the light, because to remove all the darkness, you have to have light anchored. You know, it's dark out, you put on turn on the flashlight, a beam of light, and then all of a sudden the darkness disappears. And that's the basic concept of anchoring the light. Eventually, so much light will be anchored onto our planet, which is an isolated, has been an isolated planet, that the darkness will no longer be allowed to exist. It can't exist at a higher frequency. And so anyhow, this gentleman, Cobra, who brings the information and posts it on the portal, he represents the resistance movement from underground that is working while the Galactic Federation works from the sky down. And the underground are Gatheron Society, or Gartha. You can look that up and find out what about it is. You know, that will tell you it's a make-believe place. But I've been hearing about it for decades. Supposedly, you can walk into it from a secret tunnel, 11-mile-long tunnel up there by Mount Shasta, where they have one of the last remaining Lemurian crystal cities underground. Yeah, under Mount Shasta. I heard they had some problems with dark forces attacking them and stuff like that. Well, dark forces will attack anyone and anything because it's the mentality they have. And they're still running our world, you know, still creating wars and drama. Anything to keep you from going to the light, because once we finally connect as individuals to the light, which is sourced from God himself, and I always have to mention this for people that want to get stuck on that. How do you know God's a man? He's not a man. God is the ever alive creator of all there is. And the term, the male term, him, was the only term to describe a personality, a consciousness. It wasn't until way, way, way down the line of creations that the original God created creator gods, yes, to co-create with him. Everyone has to co-create. It's a co-creating universe. No one but God himself. And when we say himself, it doesn't mean he's a male. No. That's a misunderstanding by stupid people. Hey, it's all explained in the fifth apocalypse Revelation. Get it. And learn for yourself, you know. Takes years to read that book. So much information. Anyhow, it wasn't until creator gods were created that they were allowed to co-create with God. And that's when the male and female species came into existence. There was no such male or female before the creation of the creator gods. And that's all explained in the fifth apocalypse Revelation. Why people don't read it? Well, it's people are lazy. The book way bigger than the Bible and loaded with factual information shared by a unique process. And it was given to the American people in English. So there's no problem with translation or anything like that. And it was all the info in the book is in response to questions that were asked by sincere people. And there was a communication set up and a process for the information coming out. And that is it. You should check it out. So anyhow, back to what's recently been posted on the portal. Back on February 20th, they mentioned that Trump ordered a release of the UFO files. Of course, you know, that's just, you know, it's like, wow, yeah, release of the UFO files, but it's not going to be what you think. You know, of course, within the last couple of decades, decades, if not way back into the last century, people working on special and secret projects have revealed much more than any U.S. government intends to disclose. Speculation has it that Trump will make his disclosure speech on July 9th. Why that, Teddy? I don't know. Go find out. Go figure. And there is now a link on the portal. If you haven't been to the portal, you need to go there because there is so much information coming out now. And we're getting so close to the final physical intervention when the Galactic Confederation is going to come here. Show their faces and remove all the bad guys, you know. I, like many people, think they should have done it already. They're taking too long. And I think they're a bunch of worried birds, too much. But we're getting closer and closer. So there's now a link on the portal. And you're going to have to visit it if you want to find out the link. The best mystery schools for learning about your individual spiritual evolution. You know, that's what the liberation of Earth is all about. A new Earth is going to be anchored in on this old one that we're still suffering in. And in order for you to participate in that, you have to be increase your spiritual evolution. Get rid of all the bad, negative things. No more hate, no more anger, no more payback, no more vengeance, no more harming, no more killing, no more negative actions of any kind. So you have to evolve beyond all that, because if you don't, when the Galactic Federation finally lands on the surface, they're going to know where you're at. And those who don't want to move ahead into the fifth dimension, a faster vibrating realm of which the new Earth will be, that isn't going to allow for any nonsense or bad vibrations, you're going to be lifted off the Earth and brought to a planet where people still want to act primitively in a violent situation. So, you really want to spiritually evolve because there is, you've heard the term Judgment Day. Well, when the Galactic Confederation lands, there will be Judgment Day, and it's going to be up to you if you can present yourself as a spiritually evolved person that has left behind all anger, hate, vengeance, desire to hurt, harm, or over control people. Unless you present yourself as a spiritual evolved person that doesn't engage in any of those bad things, you are not going to be allowed to stay here because the plan is they're going to turn the earth into paradise. It'll be a new earth without violence and without bad people. Now, if you have a pen or pencil on you, or you can download the show in like 3 or 4 days, get to this point. We're about the halfway mark in the middle of my show here. And grab a pen quick. I'll give you it's the short one. HTTPS colon forward slash soul SOUL the number 1.org forward slash rainbow underscore bridge 2. That's the numeral .htm. And also, there are other links in regards to manifesting your golden timeline. And the portal says those who are working on connecting with their soul, yeah, because most of us, we're not in awake contact with our soul because of what we had to go through to get here to have our memory erased and all that. So we actually have to make an effort to reconnect with our soul. It's done through meditation and persistent meditation and envisioning energy going through the chakras and the chakras above our body. We got the seven chakras in the body, just a couple below that connect us to Mother Earth. Yeah, Mother Earth is a living creature. Not creature, it's a living consciousness. And we have the chakras above our crown, And they all have names and stuff like that. So there's a lot of information you need to get to really connect with your soul. Some people are likely gets done, luckily it gets done for them, but most of us, we're going to have to work at this if we're on the planet now because we've been living in existence where we haven't been connected to our soul, at least consciously. So, your soul is like your oversoul. Supposedly, all humans are of an angelic type realm in the 12th dimension. That's where our true self is. And we came down here for whatever purpose, to experience or be part of the event. The changeover, the metamorphosis of humanity, which is going to happen. So anyhow, those who are working on this is what the portal says. From Wednesday, this past Wednesday, let me see, what is that? If today is Saturday, that's Friday, Thursday, 3 days ago, 3.5 days ago, on the portal, those who are working on connecting with their soul and golden timeline will be the first groups of humans that will be contacted by the Galactic Confederation before their planned intervention on the surface of the planet. There's all this information you get about learning from the mystery schools and learning about connecting and creating your golden timeline. And I've said it before on other shows, it's been told to us. They have, if you backtrack on the portal, then after, 2, 3, or 4 weeks after Cobra does an event, they have the notes from the event are posted, so you find out what questions were asked, how they were answered, and things come up, meditations come up, like they do a meditation before each workshop. So everyone gets aligned and protected from any dark entities that might want to show up and cause the workshop to be dysfunctional. So you have to, and it's true, you have to pray for protection, basically. And that's what meditation is. It's kind of praying. So, and it has to do with envisioning, if you read some of these or go to one of some of the workshops, obviously you'll experience it. And if you haven't been to a workshop, I mean, they are kind of expensive, so a lot of people can't afford to go to them. I think that's a bad choice on their part to make it so expensive, but whatever. And basically, my understanding is the workshops are really for the star seeds. Regular people can show up. You've got the money to pay, and you can connect, and you can be initiated to participate in some of the plans, like at war and stuff like that. And learn about those things. So anyhow, there's plenty more info on emeralds. Apparently, emeralds are good tools for connecting with the light. Yeah, these gemstones, there's more to them than just looking pretty. And there's a lot of info about the emeralds being used now by the Galactic Confederation to anchor more light. And of course, you can find out how to connect with the emeralds and ask for the emerald light to come down around you and protect you and transmute anything you want to get rid of. Yeah, you can talk to the light, you can summon the light. There's the violet flame. If you don't know about that, you need to find out about it, because these are things you can communicate with this consciousness called the violet flame, and it will respond. It's kind of like those funny commercials on TV. I can't call you because I don't have your number, but you can call me. And it's kind of like that. You have not because you ask not. But it's time we all wake up and find out we can ask for a lot more than we ever imagined and get results. So it's important to learn these techniques if you want to spiritually evolve, if you want to connect with your soul. Wouldn't that be great? Your true self is up there in the 12th dimension. You're just on a trip. You're a portion of that true self have come down here. And of course, your personality is the same. I mean, that's one thing I've learned by reading books, that when God gives everyone a special personality, and what you do with that personality, well, that's up to you. But no two people are alike when it comes to personalities. None. So, that's something, a bit of information that's important. So anyhow, there's these recent communications. Cobra is just a guy, they tell him, hopefully it's truthful what they're telling him. And of course, I've been following this thing for years, and I found they actually admit the Galactic Confederation that they've been infiltrated many times by many dark forces, not liking what they're doing, because when this whole thing finally succeeds, it's the end of all dark forces in the universe forever. Yeah. Scary if you're a dark lord, but we want to get rid of these no good so-and-sos. And also there's information. These things called Islands of Light. It's been talked about for years now on the portal, but they're telling you specifically what parts of the Earth they have determined are where the first Islands of Light will be organized. And I can briefly tell you those places. Islands of Light, these are places for where people in groups can gather together, like-minded people, and know how to be considerate of others and become part of a family that will, you know, not display any negative emotions, feelings, or actions, and be totally loving and helpful to each other. And these islands of light will be given a protection dome over them as they begin to establish the new earth. And only those people in the islands of light will, you know, they're just starting up now, will be the ones who get to inhabit the new earth when the transmutation, when the metamorphosis of humanity happens at that special moment that has been called the event, which won't happen until the Creator himself decides this is the time, and then it will happen. And so the places listed on the portal now, Australia. Yeah, a couple of places in Australia, near Sydney and Brisbane, I think. All of New Zealand. And Cobra mentions that New Zealand is probably the safest place on the planet to be right now. As far as not being hindered by dark forces. The French Polynesia Islands, the Cook Islands, and Hawaii, yeah. So that's the one best spot in America is actually Hawaii, on the island of Maui. Not, well, you know, you might think about moving there, you know, because these are going to be special places in the near future. And well, check it out for yourself. Go to the portal. And the most recent info being revealed that the portal is pointing in the direction we're getting there closer. I mean, I myself believe the Galactic Confederation could do a lot more. I mean, they're not, they still don't want to interact with human beings, you know, us regular people. And, you know, they have some questionable reasons as to why they don't. But I don't buy their excuses. This whole thing could move along a lot faster if they were co-working with humans that have gifts to offer that they just don't have. They might be, they have great spaceships and all kinds of exotic weapons and systems to come down and remove all the bad guys, which we thank them for when it finally happens. So far, it's all talk. And the but their thinking is not some of us on Earth here, regular humans, we really think beyond their thinking, and they get fooled easily themselves, especially with dealing with all the trash that's ruining our planet. They don't have a reading quite correctly what's going on. They get easily deceived by the dark side and tricked, and they're to some extent fearful. They don't realize that there's ways around this, They lack ingenuity. Hey, I only say that I am qualified to say that because I do have ingenuity, and I see so many wonderful things that could be being done now to get people ready for what's happening. Because not everybody's going to visit the portal, Not everybody's going to listen to radio shows where we talk about these things. And if you just listen to the regular news, you're allowing the dark side to brainwash you. All there is big pharma and bad food and chemtrails and all their kinds of things that you can't do anything about. And they rub your face and say, ha, what are you going to do about it? Can't do nothing. That's what they tell you. And if you keep hearing that every day and every day and all the programs on free TV, so much violence, which gets you to accept violence. We shouldn't be accepting violence. And that's what the new Earth is going to be. Lack of, no more violence, no more harming or hurting or, just dissing people or anything like that. We're all going to have smiles, happiness, and just do our best to have a good time because it will be heaven on Earth. Hey, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is your host, Tom Edison. And it is calling radio show. I mean, I've talked about plenty tonight. If you've got something you'd like to add to what I've been talking about, even what James was talking about in the show before me, call in. The number is 888-627-6008. I mean, this is live show. Don't let the now moments pass you by. There's an opportunity if you have something to say, call in and you'll be live on the radio. We don't have any 7 second delays to if we don't like what you're saying. So you can basically say what you want. And hopefully it'll be something of a positive nature. So that's it. The number is 888-627-6008. When the show is over, you don't have a chance to call into the show. Maybe in 2 weeks you can try again, but this is real life playing itself out, this show here. There is, life, you got to grasp it the way when it's coming by. Because you never know what how things will turn out in 2 weeks. I only do the show once every 2 weeks now, so the next Connect the Dots radio show will be on March 14th. And the one after that will be on March 28th. Yeah. Once every 2 weeks now. So I wanted this time slot. So I have to share it with somebody else who actually, this time slot, the person who I'm sharing it with, I know him very well. Well, I don't know him that well, but he's a real good guy. And he's been broadcasting in New York for decades, I think. In fact, he helped me personally meet Dr. Hertak, you know? And I am eternally grateful for that because Dr. Hertak is a wonderful human being who's a truth seeker. And he's wrote some amazing books. The best one is The Keys of Enoch, his first book, which the information he got for it, he was taken off this world by the being called Enoch, mentioned in the Bible, yeah. And was shown many things and told before they brought him back to Earth. They programmed his mind about the things they wanted him to reveal to humanity. And this, because this guy was a college professor when he had his spiritual meeting there, he was able to relay all this highly scientific information about how the more evolved societies of the galaxy, how they scientifically deal with situations and how they can manipulate time and space by using geometric shapes like cubes. In fact, if there's using two cubes, they can change reality, believe it or not. And well, you have to have a scientific mind that actually comprehends some of the stuff, but the other stuff. And they have their names for the different types of humanity. I can't think of the names right now. Maybe in 2 weeks, I'll write it down on a piece of paper just for in case anyone's interested. They put humans into three different categories. And there's gems of information in that book, The Keys of Enoch, with the flames over each letter, which has some, there's a reason for that. I can't quite bring it to mind right now. Flaming letters, there's a flame over each letter, over each word. Each letter of each word has a flame over it. And I can't just bring to mind exactly what the purpose of that is, but of course it has to have a purpose. And it's an amazing book that talks, explains so many things, like there's six checkerboards of DNA. You know, a checkerboard has 64 squares. So times six, you do the math and see how many possibilities of using DNA to create different types of beings. And there are beings that do that genetic creating, and there are all kinds of other amazing things that the book reveals. And if you're really searching for scientific truth, boy, get yourself a copy. This book was printed, I think, in 1973. He was taken on this trip across the galaxy by the being Enoch in, I believe it was 1972. And the people that knew him. Anyhow, I got to meet the guy. You know, a real honest to good, caring person who's interested in deciphering truth and disseminating it among the human race. And believe it or not, that he gave me a big compliment one day. I'm not going to say what it was, but you know, I was showing him some things and he was amazed. How did you get those pictures, you know? And Definitely gave me a compliment, but I'm like, I'm just gonna keep that compliment secret. But anyhow, so that's the guy who introduced me to meet Dr. Hertog. He's the guy who does the show, my time slot in the week that I'm not on. And he's a fellow New Yorker also. I'll always say some of the smartest people on earth are from New York. Oh, yeah. And New York is the capital city of the world. Interesting, when I did my when I went to Kovacs workshop in New York City back in September, we had an interesting event happen, and Kovacs informed us that there's actually four layers to New York City. There's the surface, there's the subways, next one, and below that is a third zone where homeless people gather to have a civilization away from the regular civilization. And the fourth layer below that is part of the Argothan underworld of people, that have separated from the surface population because we're too violent up here. So anyhow, during that workshop, we had a situation where we all got in a circle, and I don't know how many people were in the circle. I don't know, 50, 70, who knows? I didn't do a head count. And we held hands, and then we said some kind of mantra, and we walked around, walked in a circular direction, and we were told that as we were doing this, there are 100 people down at the fourth level of New York City, right underneath us, doing the same thing, I think maybe in the reverse direction. So we were linking together in a special event of communication, of contact. And that's something I had never experienced before. It was interesting. I can't say it was the best, most enlightening experience I ever had in my life. If you want to find out what some of my enlightening experiences are, well, hey, download my book, Connect the Dots Theory, where I got the name for the show. And it's not a theory, really. It's an educational text with pictures to back up the amazing things I've discovered that apparently nobody else on earth has ever discovered. I thought people would be interested, but of course the book never had proper promotion, but Google hasn't been posting the first 43 pages of it since it's come out. I mean, came out, but jeez, how time flies. Over 5 years ago it came out. Over 6 years ago. What am I saying? It's been out for maybe 7 years, but it's just gathering dust because it doesn't have proper promotion. And then I went by it with some questionable printing company that was going to do it for the lowest price. So maybe that company is Fulton Books in Pennsylvania. So you could, I guess, get the book from them, but you can't just download it. It's out there. You can find copies on Amazon or something like that. But it definitely calls light to things that nobody else has ever called light to. Some of these things are much more amazing than what happened at the Corliss workshop, whether he likes it or not. I'm not saying that put him down, but I'm just saying I've had a multitude of experiences, mind-boggling, eye-opening, jaw-dropping, and they're in that book. Connect the Dots Theory, and you can find out what the invisible creatures that fly around at night and leave low candle power trails, light trails, that a camera can pick up, but you can't visually see because it's beyond the continent, beyond the scope of the range of human sight. But the pitch, the camera does not lie. 35 millimeter photographs. I've got the negatives, so it can be proved that there was no tampering done. Pictures, like some of them, just pointing up at the sky and seeing what you pick up. Unbelievable. And then pointing the camera into the forest and you say, "What are all these stars hanging on the trees and stuff like that?" And there's plenty of other mysteries that I couldn't get to capture, like what are all the blinking red lights that are in the sky all the time? What would you know about that? Hey, this is calling radio show. Anybody ever figures that one out, be sure to call me. Well, we're coming to the end of the show. Hey, I got 31 videos out there on YouTube, and one of them is on "Youth, the Party in Time," which you're going to hear the lead solo at the end of that song, and then followed by my anthem, "I Gotta Be Somebody." That video is also out there on YouTube. And my two albums, CD Baby albums, American Party Songs, and Songs Better Than Gambling, also on YouTube, courtesy of CD Baby. Well, check it out. So I'm going to do the countdown. I'll see everybody, or I'll be speaking to everybody in 2 weeks. Tell your friends to tune in. Hey, in New York City, this is the Midnight Special. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. My stance without being made clear to the world, my ideas and all those people that had walked on by now stop and look, cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Here to my stand without being clear to the world.